Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this September Sunday. We are still in the Pentecost season. It is good to be alive one more day in this world and just be thankful for that, to get up and see the beautiful sunlight in the morning and the health and strength God has given us to gather together in this church and also online. Let us be thankful to God for the gift of life and all the blessings that He is giving us together. If you can join for the announcements with me on the second page of the bulletin, it will be posted on screen as well. The regular announcements are there about the Georgia Mountain Food Bank and the book that we are still selling. And if anyone of you have put in for the money for the book and you did not get a copy, please let me or Gail know. We will get that copy to you as soon as possible. And we are looking for volunteers to do our church and leadership in many of these areas that are listed there. Children's church and adult Sunday school and Stephen's ministry. Talking about Sunday school, we are in the book of Galatians now. Lisa is doing a great job, thank you, and preparing a lot for us. So please join us at 9:45 if you have a little time in the morning before service. You can join online on the same place on link that we use for the service. We have a very active and lively discussion studying the Word of God together and sharing our experiences. Please join that. And also we appreciate Martha starting this Sunday school a long time ago, starting from the beginning of the book. And we are in the book of Galatians, and we are heading in full speed towards Revelation. Thank you, Martha, for joining today as well. The address for your tithes and offerings to be mailed in is listed there. Please use that and send your gifts and donations. And if you know anyone who is struggling with their groceries or paying rent during this time, please let me know. Call me at that number or have them text me. We have our admin council meeting scheduled for the 20th, which is next Sunday at 3 o'clock. We'll be using the same Zoom link that we use for the service. So this will be after service next Sunday, after we go home and get lunch and all that. At 3 o'clock, please join us again on that link so we can have a church council. This is to plan for the next year and also for the charge conference coming up on October 18, which is also listed there. So we need to have our paperwork together, our membership, our finances and the budget. All of those things we need to straighten up and have it approved by the council. So please have them ready by next Sunday. If you have any questions, Martha, you have anything to add to it?
Just that the lay servants need to fill out their renewal forms and need to get those into you. I mailed mine. You should have it either today, yesterday or by Monday, because you have to sign off on it. Be sure to get them in.
Okay. The lay servants who are certified and wish to be renewed for the next year, please have them filled out. It's available on the website, or you can look at your copy from last year and send it to me as soon as possible so we can approve that in our charge conference for your renewal for the coming year. We need a budget. Hopefully it will be ready by that next Sunday. And please join as many of as you can. It is not a closed conference, an open conference for the whole church. We need ideas and suggestions, and also to be transparent with everything that we do here so everybody has the chance to join together. So please join as much as you can. Can we join here at church, whoever can, or do you want to do out from home?
That's up to you.
Anybody want to come to church on Sunday after service next Sunday at 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, we'll eat and then come back.
Come back? Okay. So I'll be here. We can meet here, whoever we can, and the rest of them can join on Zoom. So at least we have some time together. All right. The attendance and collections are listed there for your prayers and continued support. We need some new memberships as we step into the new church year. Thank you for your donations. Continue to keep up the work that you're doing now. Those of you who have not joined and been with the church for a while, please consider and pray about joining the church, because it helps us in planning and also as well as for the church report as a whole, as we are presenting it in October. So please pray about it and consider joining the church. There is a garage sale that have been planned for October 24th, Saturday, from 9 to 5 or 9 to 6. We are also adding the children's trunk or treat. I have my tongue twisted on that. So we are doing that on the same day. We'll have some goodies for the children in the community. And please come by. And we will do the CDC guidelines on social distancing and wearing masks and everything. Especially while we are out there with the public coming, we need to actually follow the model to be an example. Also, people will be watching us. So let us be good stewards of safety and health standards while we are doing this, so that the community can come and at least have some time with all the distancing that we can do following the guidelines. People who have items for the garage sale can bring them on...
Come bring them next Sunday if they can.
Next Sunday.
And if they can't, they can let me know and I can meet them up here during the week sometime.
Okay. So let Margaret know. If you can bring them next Sunday, bring them on here. We will collect them. There's already, they arranged a lot of things in the fellowship hall today. And I looked at it, so beautiful. They did a good job, Margaret and Linda. Thank you for doing that. And also you did a great job in cleaning up the whole fellowship hall and the Sunday school. And everything's well arranged now. So whoever goes there, you...
Thanks to Margaret.
Yes. Whoever goes there and uses the bathroom or kitchen, clean up afterwards, right? It looks so clean now. And if you take a chair or anything, put it back where it was. I don't want to touch any of those now.
Clean
it's so clean and organized. That's very beautiful. Thank you, Margaret, and doing that. Anything else anybody want to add? Anything that I missed or anybody online or here?
I mean, we'll be here usually Wednesday evening if anybody wanted to bring something back on a Wednesday evening while we're here for
the
choir.
Okay, yes. Yeah, we are here. The choir will be practicing on Wednesday evenings from 6:30 until at least at, about 8. So on Wednesday evenings, if you want to drop by and drop off items, please do that as well. We can collect that time. So Sunday or Wednesday, or if you want to do other days, please call Margaret. She will meet you here to get those items. Anything else, anybody? If not, let us continue with our worship service. As the psalmist says, better is one day in God's presence than 1,000 days elsewhere. It is so beautiful to be here today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So if you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 158 in the Blue Book, Come Christians Join to Sing.
Come Christians join to sing, Alleluia, Amen. Long praise to Christ our King. Thou shalt
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us as a church family to gather together in your name, here and also online. And thank you for the gift of life with all its joys and blessings, the health and strength that we enjoy in our bodies, and the healing that you provide us every day, Lord. Thank you for all the miracles that you are doing in our lives. Lord, when we are here together, we come up to you, look up to you with our grateful hearts, and we are faced with problems. You are there always comforting us and consoling us. In your presence, Lord, we find peace, and in your guidance we find answers, Lord. And help us, Lord, when we are troubled, with the protection and the comfort of your Holy Spirit. As we gather here today, Lord, to worship together with all the saints around the world and in heaven, pray that you will help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, to glorify your name so that your people be blessed. The songs we sing, the prayers we make, and the meditation of the word we make today, and the fellowship we have today here and online, bring honor and glory to your name, and also blessing to your people and to this world. We pray this prayer in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time that we use to greet each other as much as we can do. If you can get up and say hi to each other from wherever you are, and also online. Good to see you all.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning, Robert. Bob good and morning. Kathy, good morning.
Morning.
Can you all hear us? Chuck and Vicky, good morning. Just wave your hands if you can hear us. Janice and Harry, all right. Kyle and Haley, good morning. Linda and Jack, can you hear us? They're muted, yeah. Jean, Mac, how are you? Good morning.
Somebody's TV's on.
TV? You don't hear it? No.
All right, I told everybody to unmute, so.
Yeah, Jean, good morning.
Linda,
if you can mute. Yeah, Linda on. Linda and Jack, can you hear us? Good morning.
Yes.
All right, you are in our prayers and we love you.
We love you all, too.
All right. Bob and Kathy, are you there? Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for all. Thank you all for joining. Good to see you. All right. God bless you all as we continue our worship together. The choir will be singing an anthem. Please be seated for this, He Set Me Free. There's a sheet on the pew if you want to join together with the choir. You are welcome to join as well.
Thank you.
The responsive reading is by Gail. Psalm 4, verses 1 through 8. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the word.
Answer me when I call, O God of my right.
You have given me room when I was in distress.
Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
How long, O people, shall my honor suffer shame?
How long will you love vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the righteous of God's own.
The Lord hears when I call.
Be angry, but do not sin.
Come in with your own hearts in your beds and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices.
And put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, oh, that we might see some good.
Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord.
You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound.
In peace I will look lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me lie down in safety.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It's our prayer time as a church family. We come together and pray together and share our prayers of blessing so that we can thank God together as one family of God, and also at the same time bring up our concerns and burdens together that are troubling us. God's promise is that when His children gather together and pray in one spirit, He will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So that is His promise, and trusting in that promise, we are gathering here to pray together. Let us bring our share, our prayers of praises and also burdens together now at this time. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin and can be posted on the screen as well. Please use this as a regular item on your prayer list, on your daily prayers. Use this as a reminder for you to pray for these people and the items. Particular note that we are remembering Martha as she is continuing with her treatment in chemo. She is also handling all the responsibilities of the admin council chair while she is in her treatment at home. Thank you, Martha, for doing that, and we will be doing our admin council next Sunday. So pray for that as well. Pray for Jack and Linda. Jack is going through the dialysis, and thank you for joining. Please keep them in our prayers. I know Anna has got COVID, so they were not able to join in church yet today. Please keep her in our prayers, and the whole family's safety also in our prayers.
The fires in California, they're a little bit more contained, so that's good news.
Yeah, thank you.
Is your daughter okay?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, let us pray for the victims of the fire in California, and also to contain the fire more and bring an end to that fire there. Let us keep that in our prayers. And also there is a tropical storm that is affecting Louisiana today. About to hit the land. New Orleans. Okay.
Tuesday they're looking at.
So let us pray for that also, for the safety of our people. There's a prayer item for Harry. How is Harry doing now, Jan and Harry? Doing good? Yeah, you're muted. We can hear you. Looks like you're doing well.
Perfect.
Okay, we can hear you now.
It's perfect. We've recovered very well.
Okay, we'll keep you in our prayers. Bob and Kathy, how are you doing? We haven't seen you or heard about from you. Is Bob doing okay? Are they on? I can't
yeah.
see them. Okay. Yeah, we'll come back on that.
I would like...
We're doing good, Pastor. We've been out of town, but we're doing real well, and Daddy is here. He's doing well too.
Okay.
Sorry, I was fighting with the mute button.
All right. We remember you in our prayers, and we love you. And let Bob know that he's in our prayers.
I certainly do appreciate that.
Absolutely, thank you.
And I say my prayers to the church
too. Okay, thank you.
I'd like to wish all the grandparents Happy Grandparents Day.
Oh, thank you. Is that today?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What are you going to do about it? I didn't know that. Okay, thank you for reminding. Monsieur Lee is one of our friends that we have known for a long time. His dad, Mr. Musioli, is towards the end of his probably life. He's in the ICU now. He had a cancer a couple of years ago. Now it came back, and he's spewing blood out so much that I don't know if he's going to make it. But let us pray for him, for God's will to be done, and also for the whole family. They're struggling with this. Both of them are dentists. They have a very busy practice. And in the middle of that, they are struggling with this because he will be on, like the ICU, his son has to be on call. Anytime they call, he has to run over there. So they are going through a tough time. They asked our prayers as a church. So please keep them in our prayers. Let us remember our leadership of this country and the national leaders, our president, cabinet, all the governors of the state who are making decisions, particularly during this pandemic time, to make the right decisions about safety. And also let's pray for our teachers and our school kids to have a safe school year so they can continue their study whatever they way they are choosing to study. Let us also pray for the elections that are coming up to be smooth and peaceful, and also for the country as a whole, that all these riots will stop and we'll have a peaceful atmosphere. And God is the one who can bring peace in the midst of chaos. So he will bring our peace if his children will pray together. So let us pray for that as well. And also we remember our essential personnel, our delivery people, our firefighters, our police, and our military at this time who are doing their job, risking their lives in situations where we are not actually, we are at home and they are fighting for us, for our freedom, for our daily living things that we are doing. So let us continue to be thankful for their services and also pray that God will keep them safe and their families with peace. So let us keep them in our prayers. I think that's all I have. If anybody has anything else online, please call out. If not, let us go to God in prayer together as a church family and spend a few moments in silent prayer and bring out our prayers, unspoken prayers at this time also, and then I will close with a summarized prayer after the end. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of prayer that you have given us so that we can come to you and call you our Father. You are our Father in heaven who listens to all the things that is happening in our lives and seeing and guiding us. We come to you as your children so that we can be guided by your Spirit in times of our needs. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for this day that you have given us together to see one more day and also live one more day in this world. Thank you for the health and strength that we enjoy in our bodies, and we thank you for the fellowship of the church and the friends and families that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings you give us even when we don't deserve them. We also bring up our burdens and our concerns to you as our Father. We look up to you for our needs, O Lord. You are the source of all good things, and you only desire good things for us. We come before you as broken people, God, and many of us are weary and many of us are tired, and a lot of us are sick in our bodies. But you are the source of true healing, and you are the one who makes us whole. Help us, Lord, to trust in you. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely and tired, you are there to comfort us, give us company and friendship. When we go through life's sorrows and struggles, you give us guidance, and thank you for always being there for us. And we lift up those who need your guidance and comfort and peace at this time. Particularly, we pray for those items that we have remembered here today. We pray for all those who are struggling with their health. We thank you for the healing, the continued healing for Jack and Martha. Bless them, Lord, as they continue their treatment to be successful. And we pray for complete healing. We pray for Anna as she is recovering from COVID. We pray that you'll keep the whole family safe. We also pray for the people who are affected by the fire in California. Thank you for the containment that you have given them so far and help them to contain it completely and bring it to an end. We also pray for the people who are affected by the storm that is coming towards New Orleans in the couple of days. We pray that you will bring them safely and keep them safe and also comfort them with your peace. We pray for Mr. Musioli as he's struggling with his health, and also we pray for the family who is caring for him and the people, doctors and nurses who are caring for him as well. We pray for peace for the family and guidance for the family during these struggling times. Bless them, Lord, with your comforting presence. We thank you for all the blessings you give us in our bodies as healing, and also the blessings you give us in our families, particularly as grandparents. Thank you for this beautiful day that we celebrate as grandparents and the gift of grandchildren you have given us, Lord. A blessing in this world. To live this long and to see our grandchildren is a great blessing, and we thank you for that. We thank you also for your presence in our nation, and we also pray for your interference in the things that are happening in this country, particularly as we are facing an election. Lord, we pray for a peaceful election and your will be done and the right people will be elected to be in charge so that they can lead the country again smoothly and peacefully. We pray for all of those who are working in the front lines during this pandemic, particularly the health personnel, safety personnel, law enforcement, our military, our store clerks and delivery people, and all of those who are struggling and working for us. Lord, we pray and thank you for their services and pray for their safety at this time. We also pray for our church as we prepare for the church conference. Help us, Lord, with a good admin council meeting next Sunday that we can plan financially and also strategically for the coming year. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the ministry that you have given us in this community, to do it faithfully and also with the power that you have given us through your Spirit. Bless us as a church as we look forward to the coming year to plan ahead and do more work and have more people come to church and spread your love in this community again together. We also pray for the yard sale that we are planning for October 24th. Make it a time of fellowship and also a community day that we can interact with our community. Thank you for your presence in this church through this church and this community, Lord. Help us, Lord, to do your work faithfully, the ways that you have given us, and use the time that you have given us usefully. Bless us as we continue our service. Let your name be glorified as we continue our service, and your people be blessed in the meditation of our word and the singing we do, and the prayers we make all bring honor and glory to your name and blessing your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it's the offertory time. As the choir sings the hymn, the ushers may come and take the offering now. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us, and you are the source of all we have and all we are. Merciful God, we come to you with our open hand and receive the gift of life and health and joy that you give us in this world. Help us, Lord, to be grateful all the time and give joyfully. We offer ourselves at this time to bring a portion of what you have given us back to you. May we find joy as we freely give our prayers, our presence, gifts and service to support the ministry of the mission that you have given us through this church. We ask you to accept this offering of your people. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today, and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this community and around the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading. Haley will be doing a reading from Genesis chapter 29, verses 15 through 20.
Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel had a lovely figure and was beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than to some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days for him because of his love for her. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the word that you have given us for our life and our spirit. As we come before your word, Lord, we pray that you bless us with your presence. Open our hearts and illumine our souls and help us to be obedient and humble before your word, so that whatever you speak to us, Lord, so that we can obey and become a blessing in our lives and also blessing to this world through our lives. Preach to me and also preach through me as we sit together and listen to your word. Let your name be glorified and let the mysteries of your word sink deep down into our hearts and lives so that we can be a blessing to this world because of your word. As we continue the study of Genesis and also the story of Jacob, help us, Lord, to take the truths that we need to follow in our lives and help us to obey your word and follow your word in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We continue with our study of book of Genesis. I call the book of Genesis the book of grace. Even though many times we think of the book of Genesis, we think about the creation story and the creation of man and the Garden of Eden. Well, all of them are only like two chapters. The whole rest of the book, about 40 or 40 plus chapters, are all about the grace of God. A lot of stories that we have discussed and studied, and all of them ultimately reminds us about the grace of God. So the book of Genesis to me is a book of grace. That's what I see in the book of Genesis. Even the creation itself is a product of God's grace. And our life also is because of God's grace. And not on our merits, only because of God's grace are we here today. So to me, when I study the book of Genesis, I am filled with thankfulness and gratefulness for God for creating such a marvelous creation and also creating me and you to enjoy this creation, not because we deserved it, only because God chose to do it. And it is because of his love and mercy we are here today, whatever we in form or shape we are. So sometimes life may not be easy, like the life of Jacob that he goes through. But even in the times of difficulties and problems and brokenness, God will mend us together and put things at the end beautifully. That's what he did with the broken life of Adam and Eve. He did not leave them broken. He decided to take it apart again back together and send his son Jesus Christ to make it beautiful again, the creation. So he redeems his creation that is fallen. When we are fallen, God will pick us up and then put us together and redeem us. So he's not only the creator, he is also the sustainer and also the redeemer. That is what we learn here. So here Jacob, we saw in the last few Sundays about his story as a schemer and a trickster who tricked his brother and his father and finally had to run away from home. And we all learned that story in the last few Sundays. And then he had a vision, a dream at Bethel where he was blessed. And God said, "I will bless you wherever you go." So he was heading towards his uncle's house, Uncle Laban's house, and thinking of picking up a bride for him. And his mother suggested that, so he is running away from his own family and home towards his uncle's home, and that is where we find him now. He reached his uncle's home. And when he got there, his main intention was to pick a wife for him. And Laban has two daughters when he got there. He found there were two daughters, and now he has a dilemma. So there's the older daughter Leah and the younger one Rachel. Leah was dim-eyed or cross-eyed, as what we read in the scripture, as was not as attractive as Rachel. And we also read that Rachel was very pretty and attractive. So naturally, if you know Jacob, he would only pick Rachel. And that's what Jacob is. He will go after whatever is good in his eyes and in his heart's desire. So here he wanted Rachel. So he planned a scheme for it and do whatever he can to win Rachel as his wife. But things did not turn the way he thought it would turn around. Because he thought he would work for 7 years for Laban and win over Rachel and get married to her and have his happy life together. No, it did not go like that. And don't you think that many times it happens to us too, that we plan and scheme a lot of things and things straighten up everything and boom, all of a sudden it doesn't work the way we planned. Well, that is what life, that's what we call life. That's what life is. I heard a story, Bernard Shaw, the great literature giant of the last century. He was a rough guy, not great looking, but he was a literary giant. He wrote several books and he was a good speaker, an orator. And one time he was going to a function, and when he reached there, there was this beautiful film star waiting in the audience, waiting for him for his lecture. So finally, after the lecture was over, the beauty queen, the lady, approached Mr. Shaw and said that I wanted to marry you because I know you are a great intellectual genius, and I know I'm beautiful. So if we get married and we have a son who has my beauty and your intellect, he will be the greatest in the world. And then Bernard Shaw thought for a moment and said, Madam, no offense, what if it is a girl with my beauty and your intellect? Doesn't happen. It happened to Jacob. It happened to Jacob because he thought he was going to get married to Rachel. And Laban agreed to it. But there was a catch. And Laban was more shrewd and more astute and more cunning and more of a trickster than Jacob. Look where he found. He cheated his father and ran away from home only to get cheated by his father-in-law. So whoever cheats your father or brother, remember your father-in-law is waiting. So that's what happened to Jacob. And then he went there and agreed to work for Laban for 7 years to get married to Rachel. He was given a girl during his wedding day, but turned out that it was not Rachel, it was Leah. The cross-eyed, the less attractive girl that Jacob did not really want to get married. Some people, I've heard a phrase, only in America that I've heard, that you marry up. You know, some people say that you marry up. I didn't know what it was in the beginning. But later on I found out that when you get married to somebody who is above your status or your level, then you're calling itself as married up. But I don't know if Jacob was married up or married down, but definitely he was more than married because he got two wives. Laban played a trick on him saying that, hey, Leah is our oldest daughter. We have a custom here in our land, in our tradition, in our family, that when you have your older daughter waiting, you don't get your second daughter married first. It still happens in the Eastern culture where I know for personally that if you have brothers or sisters, doesn't matter, the order of getting married counts very important there, because if you have a brother who is older than you and you get married first, the older brother will be looked upon as suspiciously, because he may have some problems, he may have some mental issues. What's the problem here? So everybody will ask him, why is he standing and where his brother got married? Again, with the sisters too, more so than brothers. If you have a younger girl got married and the older sister was waiting, it's very difficult sometimes to explain to the people, no matter what reason it be, but people look at you suspiciously. It still happens in the Eastern cultures. So this is exactly what Laban and Jacob are dealing with here. So Laban said, if you want to get married to Rachel, the beautiful one, the younger one, you need to marry the older one, Leah too, which is the less attractive one, which Jacob did not want. So Jacob agrees, and Laban says 7 more years. So how many years now? 14 years of hard labor, looking after Laban's sheep and his property and everything. And I know for sure, because Laban was so shrewd, that he will take every moment of Jacob's life out of him to make him work hard for him. So here Jacob finds himself, he outsmarted everybody, or so he thought, now he is outsmarted by his father-in-law. And he made him work 14 years. Here we see that Laban is playing something that one of my professors in economics said that he had a theory called the ugly child hostage economics, where if you have a beautiful child, and for example if you are taken hostage with your two children, one is 2 years old and ugly, and the other is 8 years old and beautiful. They want to take one child away and give freedom to you and the other. If you don't choose anyone, you all lose your lives. How would you decide? Based on the largest investment or based on the beauty that you like? The 8 year old has more invested, and the ugly child, the 2 years old, has less years that you invested. This is all about the worldly economics he's talking about. Even though we think it is kind of a rough and rude way of portraying the example, it happens every day in our lives. We use the more attractive part of an investment to get rid of the less attractive one. It happens every day in our lives. So if you have a plot of land which is attractive, and there's another plot of land that is not going to be sellable, you attach these two together so you can get rid of that one also. That's what Laban is playing here, the ugly child economics. The child is symbolic. That's what the professor was teaching us. It can be an idea, or it can be a new business, a project, or an outcome. You can have ugly children in all walks of life, right? And look at the healthcare reform that we have. It's an ugly child nobody wants. Nobody wants to take it up. Look at the COVID, the pandemic. It's an ugly child. Nobody wants to take it. So those are all things that we deal with on a daily basis in our lives, in our personal lives, in our church life as well. We don't like the ugly ones. Laban used the more attractive one as a leverage. He probably thought that the chances of Leah getting married was slim, maybe due to her cross eye or her dim eye. So he used the same principle of keeping the less attractive as a condition for trading the more attractive one. He knows the world will love Rachel more than Leah. It is easy to like and love Rachels, and we do that every day. Even our own tradition refers to Rachel more than Leah, because whenever we ask or consider about the wife of Jacob, we consider it is about Rachel. That's the first name come to our mind. But Leah only comes afterwards. We are all guilty on that. How many people have heard about Leah being the wife of Jacob? God wants us to understand that both Leah and Rachel are useful in the hands of God. And God wants them both. We are all used to be in this world of economics that I just said about the beautiful becomes the attractive. But God's economics is different. God chose the unloved to be the mother of the tribe of Judah, from where Jesus was to come. She was the mother of the priestly tribe of Levi. So when Jacob got both of these wives, the one who was less attractive and he did not choose, Leah, gave birth to 6 children. And Rachel did not have children for a long time. And out of those 6 children came the priestly tribe of Levi and the kingdom of Judah, which eventually was the tribe that Jesus Christ belonged to. So look how God chooses the unattractive and the unwanted and use them as a blessing to this world, even though it is out of our plannings and our schemes. God's world is different. God chooses whatever is acceptable in His eyes for the blessing of this world. In Genesis 29, we read that Jacob married both Leah and Rachel. And eventually, it shows us that Rachel's and Leah's are all useful in God's hands. And God wants all of them. In the book of Ruth, it is specifically mentioned in chapter 4 that both Leah and Rachel both built the house of Israel. And also we know that Rachel was buried. She died on the road on their travel to Bethlehem. And he died on the way there, and she was buried there in Bethlehem. But Leah lived longer, and she actually was buried in the ancestral tomb with Abraham and Sarah, and before also with Joseph. When he died, his remains were taken from Egypt, also brought to the same ancestral plot where all of the families were died. So Rachel did not get a chance to be buried along with the rest of the family, but Leah did. I'm just mentioning that. These are all things that God put together as a plan to teach us that it is not our world, our economics, our justice system, but God has a system where God uses the weak and uses the ugly to become the blessing of this world. So whenever we are faced with situations where we are counted as lowly, or we are not counted as eligible for certain things, remember that there is a God who counts us more than eligible, because He is a God of mercy and grace, and He will use us for His perfect purpose according to His will. I was reading about a story about Ariane Abella. She is a choir director in a big church. She is also a choir director in some colleges as well. She writes that she spent her childhood sitting on her hands to hide her hands whenever she goes to any place, because she was born with fingers that were missing and fused together, and one of her leg was also missing in birth. So she had always been concerned about her appearance, so she would try to hide her hands by sitting on the hands when she was in school, also when she was growing up. But one day, one of her teachers, she used to sing in the choir, so she loved singing. So one of her choir master one day told her that he would think she would become a good choir conductor. He never appeared to her or thought about that in her life. So one day, the choir director asked her to conduct the choir, which she hesitantly did. And then it made her hands quite visible in front of the choir. From that moment, she found her purpose and career in life. That's what she writes. She did not know ever was to be used as a choir director in a college or in a church setting ever. Right now, she writes, my teacher's choir director saw me something that is special in me that others could not see. Her inspiring story invites us to believe and ask, what does God, our holy teacher, our choir director, see in us regardless of our limits? More than anything, he sees himself in us, because you and I, every one of us, regardless of how we look or how weak we are all built and created in the image of God. So when he looks at you and me, he looks at his reflection, his creation, his face reflecting in our faces. So we are all unique and valuable in God's sight. And just like Leah and Abela, Abela is now a choir director in a mega church in the U.S. currently, over 400 people in her choir. And she's also a choir director in one of the universities in that local city now. And she's amazing when I read about her story. Just like her and Leah, the plan of God mattered more than their looks or their handicaps. The lack of fingers or lack of looks, whatever we are concerned with, God is not concerned with any of those things. God called Moses, who was tending sheep. And God called David, who was also tending sheep. And God calls you and me, regardless of our condition. The unloved and the unwanted become the chosen one in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. In all of these cases, God's flowing grace continually shows us that the redemption plan of God's salvation is carried out through the unexpected and the least attractive. The underappreciated became the chosen one, and the less desirable became the desire of the nations. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we read, God chose the foolish things of the world that he might put to shame. He might put to shame them that are wise. And God chose the weak things of this world so that to put the shame to which are mighty and strong, so that nobody would ever boast. So if you find yourself in a situation where you are not fit enough or find yourself not attractive or not fit for anything, remember that you are not alone. We, the human race, are a broken people. No one is excluded. The saying is that the misery loves company, and if that is true, we all have plenty of company. But the Bible teaches us that we don't have to be a victim in your limitations, but God wants to use your limitations for your glory and the blessing of this world, and we will have victory over our limitations. It is easy to love Rachel, visible and pleasant to the eye, but God finds it easy to use the one who are humble, no matter how you look. May God bless you with these words as we go from this place to be used for his glory and the blessing of this world. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 391, O Happy Day. We'll be singing 1, 2, 4 and 5 stanzas. If you are able, please stand. Hymn number 391.
God, I pray this glory.
so my Lord. Let cheerful anthems fill this heart, my tune the sacred shine and moon. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. Now rest my long divided heart, fixed on this bliss for center rest. Here have I found a nobler part, your heavenly pleasures fill my breast. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. I have that heard the solemn vow, that vow renewed shall daily hear. Till in the sage a star I bow, and blessing death abode so dear. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray, and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away.
Remember, people of God, God chose the foolish things of this world that he might put the shame to the wise, and God chose the weak things to this world so that the world will be put to shame, those who are mighty and powerful. Now go in peace, knowing that God can use you and me no matter how we are or what condition we are in. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Have a blessed week.